Hi, my name is Mira Patasin. I'm an author and I'm an activist, and GoFundMe is my go-to platform for fundraising. The first GoFundMe I did was to raise money for a chapbook or a collection of poetry and essays and short stories. So we started a GoFundMe and our goal was $7,000. What I've learned is so special about GoFundMe is that it's a whole collection of people offering anything from like $4 to $400. And each time you get a ping that someone donated, even if it is just $4, it's so exciting. So if you have a goal and you get there, you can keep making it bigger and bigger and bigger. We did go past our goal. It was amazing.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Hola, ¿cómo andas? Welcome back to the Spanish Conversation Podcast. Today, our topic is a fun one for me porque your girl loves shopping and especially abroad. To help you understand precios while making some compros, today tengo the usual 8 preguntas you can utilizar to help navigate those escenarios. Si puedes, saca some notes and or trata de pensar of a potential respuesta. This is how you make the content stick. All right, in the same format as always, let's oír some words and phrases, then the questions and translations, and lastly, you will responder a preguntas al azar, and you can repeat or pause where needed. El vocabulario es 500 is 500. El vestido is dress. El precio is price. Costar is to cost. Aceptar is to accept. El cambio is change. El efectivo is cash. And la tarjeta de crédito is credit card. All right, are you ready? As ready as you will ever be? Vaya, hagámoslo. Imagine you're in a store or shopping in a mercado and you want to understand how you can exchange money for something you want to buy. You could ask these preguntas. Número uno. ¿Cuál es el precio de ese vestido? What is the price of that dress? The use of which is another translation breakdown between English and Spanish. And we are using ese to match the masculine for el vestido as that. To change the item, such as la gorra, that would make it esa gorra. Feel free to change to this hat as well as esta gorra. Número dos, ¿es negociable el precio? Is the price negotiable? This is a nice entry point into negotiating without throwing out a number and getting shut down right away. You could just say, is it negociable, and leaving off el precio part for simplicity. Número tres, ¿cuánto cuestan las flores? How much do the flowers cost? This is the most common way to ask how much something costs. And the conjugation of costar is based off of the amount of items. If you wanted to say the price of one thing, like la manta or blanket, it would be cuánto cuesta instead. Número cuatro. ¿Aceptarías 100? Would you accept 100? Perhaps you've asked if the price is negotiable in question two, and you just want to try to regatear, which is to barter. Aceptar is in the conditional form, which is how we get the would in front of accept in English. Número cinco. ¿Hay un descuento por comprar dos o más? Is there a discount for buying two or more? Is there or are there are both I. So you could use this in other ways, like are there more sizes or tallas, like hay más tallas, etc. So it's very moldable, the use of I. Número seis. ¿Tienes cambio por 500? Do you have change for 500? If you're paying cash, you might need change. You could try saying the number you need, like 500, a tough one, or you could hand the bills over and leave it to the vendor to provide change or cambio by just saying tienes cambio. Número siete. ¿Cuesta menos si pago en efectivo? Does it cost less if I pay in cash? Here we are saying, does it cost less, instead of what we said above in question six of, is there a discount? Either is fine. Here we want to know if there's an incentive for cash. Número ocho. ¿Cómo puedo pagar? ¿Con tarjeta de crédito? How can I pay? With credit card? The question could end with pagar, making it how can I pay? But if you want to ask about something specific, maybe PayPal or Apple Pay, you might name the service in place of credit card. Okay, no time like the present to cement the above with using our bocas. Adelante. ¿Cuesta menos si pago en efectivo? Mi respuesta es, or my answer is, pues sí. ¿Qué tal siete en lugar de ocho? ¿Qué tal is like how about? And en lugar is instead of, en lugar de. ¿Hay un descuento por comprar dos o más? Mi respuesta es, no, el precio es el mismo, 50 cada uno. Was this person offering a discount? ¿Cómo puedo pagar? ¿Con tarjeta de crédito? Mi respuesta es, aceptamos efectivo o tarjeta de débito solo. Will my credit card be okay? ¿Es negociable el precio? Mi respuesta es, el mejor precio que puedo darte es 2% o 1 por 75 pesos. Did you catch the currency and the deal that I'm offering? ¿Tienes cambio por 500? Mi respuesta es, claro, espera un minuto, lo tengo en la oficina. Claro is like sure. Lo here is meaning it, like the cash or the change. ¿Aceptarías 100? Mi respuesta es, no, lo siento, lo mejor que puedo hacer es 125. Son de muy buena calidad, de cuero natural. Cuero is leather. What's the best price? ¿Cuánto cuestan las flores? Mi respuesta es, para ti, señor, ofrezco las flores amarillas por 3,000 y las rosas por 5,000. 1,000 is 1,000. Perhaps we are in South America. ¿Cuál es el precio de ese vestido? Mi respuesta es, ese vestido tiene un descuento este fin de semana. Serán 200 pesos. Here the serán is saying they will be 200 pesos, as in the count that you're going to pay, loosely translated. Okay, well done. Maybe now you can try a little bartering, or at least understanding the amount to pay while shopping en español. Take a moment to see if you can choose your top questions and vocabulary words from the episode so you can make them a part of your práctica this week. One last cosa, if you've made it this far, maybe you're ready for some short stories too. If so, search for the Gringa Spanglish podcast in your podcast player of choice. See you next time. Hasta la próxima.